Mari. Rata Madhava Kunja Bihari. Na Gopi Jana Balaba Girivaradari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Girivaradari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tirtha Vanachari. Jamuna Tirtha Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivaradari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivaradari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tirtha Vanachari. Jamuna Tirtha Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hey Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jayam Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Parikraj, Yukacharya, Shatara, Sata, Shishimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta, Swami, Shila Prabhupada, Ki, Ananta Koti, Vaishna, Vrindaki, Kurantara, Shimad Bhagavatam, Ki, Tatai, Go Purimanandi, all glories assembled devotees, all glories assembled devotees, all glories assembled devotees, all glories Sri Guru and Sri Guru. Narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, chapter entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers, text number 40. Tadyachmanyum Mashuras Chahatas Ivadaya. Modeta Sadhu Api Vrishitik Sapahacha. Lokascha Nivritim Mita Pratiyanti Save. Rupam Nrsimha Vibhayaya Jana Smaranti. I'll try different. Yadya Chamanyu Mashuras Chahatas Tradaja. Modeta Sadhu Abhivrishchika Sapahatya. Lokash Nivritimiti. Sorry. Ita prati yanti save. Rupam nisima vibhayaya jana smaranti. Tadyachya manyu masuras chahatasiva didya. Modeta sadhu api vrishchika sapahatya. Lokascha nivritimita pratiyanti sarve. Rupam nrsimha vibhayaya jana smaranti. Matajis.
Mudita Sadhu
Therefore, yachcha, kindly give up, manyum, your anger, asura, my father, Hiranyakashipu, the great demon, cha, also, hata, killed, twaya, by you, adya, today, Modeta, take pleasure. Sadhu api, even a saintly person. Vrishchika sapahatya, by killing a snake or a scorpion. Loka, all the planets. Cha, indeed. Nivritim, pleasure. Ita, have achieved. Pratiyanti, awaiting for pacification of your anger. Save, all of them. Rupam, this form. Nasimha, O Lord Nasringhadev. Vipayaya, for mitigating their fear. Janaha, all the people of the universe. Smaranti, will remember. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By my Lord Nrisimhadev, please therefore cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. Translation responsibly. My Lord Nrisimhadev, please therefore cease your anger now that my father, the great demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction. Because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness. And they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. Purport. The most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion. And therefore, everyone was happy. Now there was no need for the Lord to be angry. The devotees can always remember the form of Nrisimhadev when they are in danger. And therefore, the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev was not at all inauspicious. The Lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees. Amagyan Timirandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swa Padantikam, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bi Evacha, Pititanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Nisringadev Bhagavan ki. Hands up if you like Lord Nisringadev. Oh, all of you. You like Lord Nisringadev. No. Lord Nisringadev is one of the most popular incarnations of Krishna. He is known as Purna Bhagavan. Purna means complete. Just like when is Purnima? When's the next Purnima? It's on Friday, right? Yeah. It's called Bhadra Purnima. Bhadra. What does Bhadra mean? Auspicious. Auspicious Purnima. So that is this Friday. So on this Bhadra Purnima, it is said the most auspicious thing you can do is give someone the gift of Srimad Bhagavatam, a whole set of Srimad Bhagavatam. So devotees all over the world, they are selling Srimad Bhagavatam sets in every town and village. Last year, how many did they sell around the world? Anyone remember? 30,000, was it? Yeah, it's like 30,000, 35,000 sets of Bhagavatam. Maybe this year it'll be more. So this is the most auspicious. If you know someone who's interested in buying Srimad Bhagavatam, then this Friday is the most auspicious. If you give Srimad Bhagavatam to someone on Friday, you will not take birth again in this material world. So you better find someone. Start looking. Start walking down the street, start knocking on all the doors. Hare Krishna, do you have your Bhagavatam set yet? Just keep knocking on all the doors until someone in Elba Park buys a Bhagavatam set. And if you can't find anyone, then go to St. Kilda. Knock on all the doors. Hare Krishna, have you got Bhagavatam set yet? Just go everywhere. Everyone should have Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. It is the literary incarnation of God. Actually, in the third chapter of the first canto, in the first chapter actually, six questions are asked. What is the first chapter called? Canto 1, chapter 1, what is the chapter called? Questions by the sages. And how many questions do they ask? Six questions, yeah. So six questions. So the last question is, where will Dharma and Jnana, knowledge and religion, where will they be now that Krishna has left the world? So in the first chapter of Bhagavatam, these six questions are asked. And then the answers are given in the first three chapters. So chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. We get the answers for those six questions. So at the end of chapter 3, we get the answer for the sixth question, the last question. Where is Dharma? Where is Jnana? Where is knowledge? Where is religion? Now that Krishna is not here on this planet. And the answer is in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, a key. Bhadra Purnima ki. So if you give, and it actually says, it's described in that at the end of the third chapter of the first canto. The Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. And Prabhupada says in the purport, you will get all the benefit of associating directly with Krishna by studying the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's a very powerful statement. You will get all the effect. It's not non-different. Right? It's the same as associating directly with Krishna himself. By studying the Bhagavatam, right? Just by studying the page of the Bhagavatam, Krishna himself, you will get his association. That's a very powerful statement Prabhupada makes. It is non-different. Bhagavatam says that Bhagavatam and Krishna are non-different. That's why we worship Bhagavatam. You can't put Bhagavatam on the floor. You have to worship. You know, anything holy which we touch to the floor, then we have to touch it to our head. You can't put your foot on anything which belongs to Krishna. Right? In the late 60s, one devotee, he moved Prabhupada's typewriter with his foot. Prabhupada said, offer your obeisances to the typewriter. Because the typewriter is non-different from Lord Balaram. It is Krishna's energy. So therefore, everything must be respected. Like in Jagannath Puri, I see sometimes when we take Mahaprasad of Jagannath, if the pujari, the panda, accidentally, if he touches his foot to the pot which holds the prasad, then he offers his obeisances to Jagannath Prasad. Because prasadam is non-different from Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita teaches us this. It is non-different from Krishna. Those things, tadiyanam, those things which are connected to Krishna are non-different from Krishna. So they must be worshipped as much as Krishna. So prasad has to be worshipped as much as Krishna. That's why you cannot throw prasadam out. You have to finish everything on your plate. You cannot take. Sometimes I see devotees, they take prasadam, they put, no, you can't do that. Okay, the guests maybe they do it when they come to the temple. No devotee can do that. You have to take everything on your plate. That's why when you serve prasadam, you only serve as much as the devotee requires. Right? Just give a little bit. The devotee takes, now do you want some more? Okay, you want some more? You want some more? Take more of it. Everything must be finished. You can't leave remnants. You can't throw Krishna's prasadam in the bin. Because it's non-different from Krishna. So Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Prasad is non-different from Krishna. They have to be respected as much as Krishna because they are the same as Krishna. So Prabhupada says you will get all the effect of associating with Krishna by studying Bhagavatam. All the effect. Which means it is not different. You can enter Krishna Lila just by studying the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says every night before you take rest, you should read Krishna book. Hands up, you read Krishna book every night before you take rest. One devotee. Very good. Two devotees. Now three. Now four. Now six. Now 18. Now 22. Now 100. Now five. But the point is, we should. Because Prabhupada says, if you read Krishna book before you go to sleep, you will dream about Krishna. It is non-different. So we should read Bhagavatam on a regular basis. So then Bhadra Purnima is there. So Nrisingadeva is like that. He's said to be like Purna Bhagavan. Purna Bhagavan means complete. That's why everyone is so attached to Nrisingadeva. Because he shows the opulence of God. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasyaha, Shriyaha, Jnana Vairagiyaschaiva, Shanambhaga, Itingana. He shows all the opulences of God very powerfully. Of course we understand Krishna has extra qualities which he manifests, so he is the most special. But Lord Ramachandra, this is in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, is explained. Now, Lord Ramachandra and Lord Nrisingadeva and Lord Krishna. And then you can add Balarama and Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, because they are non-different. They have all the potency of God. So that's why everyone very much likes Lord Nrisingadeva. Sri Nrisingadeva Bhagwan Aki. So he's manifesting here. He is very scary. He is worshipped by the devotees for protection. Early in our movement, the devotees were being attacked. And some devotees, I think the story is they even left their body. Devotees were attacked. So then Prabhupada said, every day now, from now, and now we do every day since then, back in the early 70s, every day Prabhupada said, every day devotees chant Nrisinga Mantra. So now we chant every day to ask Lord Nrisingadeva for protection. Bahir Nrisingho, Hridaye Nrisingho. Bahir, he is outside. Outside means he's protecting us outside. When the Hare Krishna movement is being attacked, we pray to Sri Nisringadev. Prabhupada said he needs his own temple. That's why when you go to Mayapur, the Chandradaya Mandir, there are three domes. Have you seen the temple at Mayapur? Chandradaya Mandir, there are three domes. So if you look at it from the front, the big dome underneath, there is disciplic succession, right? Parampara, altar, you'll see when we go, when it opens. In the middle, then we have Pancha Tattva, the Yuga Avatar, Pancha Tattva is there. And then we have Radha Madhava Ashtasakhi, right? So that is under the main dome, Prabhupada and everyone is there. Then on the left, when you're looking at the front, that is the Vedic Planetarium. Prabhupada spoke about this. A Vedic planet where you can go and you can sit and you can understand how the universe operates. This will be amazing when it is opened. And then on the right, that dome is just for Nisringadev. He has his own temple. Prabhupada said he has to be worshipped by himself. So that will be opened next year. That wing will be completed next year. And Nisringadev, Bhagavan, he has his own temple. So he protects the Hare Krishna movement when we are being attacked. When there is some opposition, we pray to Nisringadev, please remove the obstacles. That's happened to me a number of times. We have prayed to Nisringadev and he protected us. Did it happen for you? Nisringadev Bhagwan, Kijai. I remember 2001, Mangalati, Nisringadev, Appearance Day, Nisringa Chattadasi. I was here leading Kirtan actually, leading Mangalati. And then we were chanting. We'd only just started. Samsara Dhamma. We're going for a couple of minutes. And then suddenly three men walked in. They were drunk. And they were like angry. And they said, "What's going on here?" So three, a little bit crazy men. Right? So everyone stopped the kirtan and then they were looking around and everyone was nervous. And then they started walking towards the altar because they saw the altar and the devotees were doing arati. They're doing the deep. They were offering the lamp. And they were walking, they were a little bit bewildered and they were walking toward, and I think they were going to walk on the altar. So then I stood in front of one of them, just to stop him. And then he kind of looked at me and he was angry. And then the pujaris had time to lock the gates. And then the men were like going around the temple and they were looking at different devotees, devotees were trying to pacify them. "Hey, please." They were speaking very loudly and everything. And Dodi said, "Please just be peaceful," like that. And then I was looking at one of them very angry. And then he looked at me and then he ran at me. And then I ran out the door and he chased me. Right? And he chased me down. It was dark. He chased me down around the back and then around the where the pot shed is. Now we have the big kitchen, but there used to be a pot shed. And it was dark. And I know what's there. So I ran like that. I ran around the back of Prabhupada House. And then he ran around the back and he was chasing me. And then he smashed into all the pots. They're all on the ground. And then you heard him fall, and he was yelling. He smelled all the pots. And then I came out here into the courtyard, and then he came back around, and then he was yelling at different devotees. And I said to one of the devotees, "Call the police," and the police came and they got them and everything. But because we did a little bit of service, they were trying to get onto the altar, and we stopped them, for trying to get onto the altar. We did a little bit of service. I noticed from that day, different things which were difficult for me, in my devotional service, obstacles which I was having trouble overcoming, Lord Nisringadev helped me to remove those obstacles. So Lord Nisringadev, when there are problems in the Hare Krishna movement, he will remove the obstacles, the challenges. A few times we were on Harinam over the years, one time in Adelaide and one time in Melbourne, I was doing Harinam. And same thing, we were chanting down the street and one time all these drunk men came. There's about 15 devotees and about 15 drunk men. And they were following right behind the Harinam party. Us were chanting loudly and they were chanting. And they started chanting very loudly. Not Hare Krishna, but just crazy talk. But it was so loud you couldn't hear the kirtan properly. So that we turned around, I looked at them very angrily. And I was leading the kirtan. I started chanting the Nisringa prayers. Namaste, Nisringa, yeah. And all devotees started chanting. And suddenly, it was like they all became bewildered and they just walked away. And Nisringadev Bhagavan Ki. So if there are problems, you pray to Nisringadev. He will remove the obstacles. This is God when he is angry. Hands up if you sometimes get angry. Oh, God. Now I'm nervous. So many angry people here. Sometimes we get angry, and it's true. Sometimes we get angry. But our anger is actually humorous. Yeah, sometimes you see someone get angry, you just look at them and you think, what are you doing? You're just getting angry. You're looking silly. But when God gets angry, this is the sum total of anger. When He gets angry, everything changes. The whole universe. You know, He went on the last chapter when He came out of the pillar. What happened to the universe? It started going. Imagine someone gets so angry, the whole building starts moving. That's Nisringadev. So He became so angry. He's the sum total of anger. We have anger in us because he has it in Him. But our anger is anu, very small. His is vipu, unlimited. So when He gets angry, he gets so angry He turns half man, half lion. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. But when He's angry, you know, sometimes we look like a lion when we get angry. You know, we go, sometimes we get angry, but when He gets angry, He actually turns into half man, half lion. Right? So angry. And then that form we worship. No? And He is there to remove the obstacles. Bahia Nisringho, Hridaye Nisringho. Hridaya means in the heart. He'll also remove the obstacles in the heart. If you pray to Him, He will remove your obstacles in your bhakti, in your devotional service. So you can pray to Him. You can go to Nisringadev and say, Nisringadev Bhagavan, please remove my obstacles. And He will look at you and He will say, really? Do you want me to remove it? Actually, be very careful what you ask Nisringadev for, because it can... Sometimes devotees, they may become very enthusiastic. They go to Nisringadev and they say, please remove all my obstacles, all my material desires. He says, really? He said, yes, all of them. He said, really? And then suddenly his nails go, and he starts ripping. And then you say, oh, not so much, not so much. You have to be very careful what you pray. Only pray to Nisringadev if you really mean it. Right? Maybe ask Him to remove half the obstacles first, half the anattas. Maybe pray for that first and see how you go. Because if you say everything, He might do it. I've seen Him do it before. I've seen Him do it. Devotees pray and then He rips everything. And then suddenly everyone's, oh my God, He's taking everything. So He can do like that. So if you have obstacles in your heart, you can pray to Nisringadev to remove those obstacles. But be very careful what you are praying. Because sometimes we say to Krishna or say to Nisringadev, we put one of our hands behind our back. We're holding something, some attachment. And we say, please take everything. Right? And we think, oh no, I'm holding that behind the back. He can't see it. But there's one problem. He has eyes everywhere. He can see everything. So He knows what you're holding behind your back. And He can take that as well. And He might take it as if He wants. So just be very careful what you pray for to Nisringadev. Prabhupada says, this is a very nice verse actually, because Prabhupada was in Chaitanya Mat in Mayapur. Have you been to Chaitanya Mat? Just down the road, you know where Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur, where his samadhi is? You know Chaitanya Mat, just down from the ISKCON temple, just past the yoga pit. So Prabhupada was there one time with his Guru Maharaj. It says... his Guru Maharaj was there in the 1930s, late 20s, 1930s, Bhaktisanta Sai. And one time, there's one house there, and he came outside, he was on the balcony, he looked down, and there was a cobra. Hands up, have you ever seen a cobra? Very scary. Are you scared of cobras? No? That's good. It's good if you're not scared of them. One time I was in Loy Bazaar in Vrindavan. Have you been to Loy Bazaar? This is a holy place. I was in Loy Bazaar. It actually is. It's in Seva Kunj. It's actually very holy. But the consciousness there is not always holy. But I was in Loy Bazaar. I was walking. And one little kid, he came up to me and he started leaning against me. And I'm walking along. I'm looking at him. And he had a basket. And he's like pushing against me. And I'm looking at him. And then he lifts up the lid of the basket. And there's a cobra. Like right here, like right next to me, like this. And I looked down and I looked back up and I said, okay. there's a cobra right here, like right next to me. So I looked down, and I just, in my head, I thought, okay, I will just act cool. I will just, like that. And I just, in my mind, I'm saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then, my first reaction was, oh my God, huh? OMK. Right? There's a, there's a cobra right there. And then I stepped a couple of steps, and then I thought, wait a minute, they've taken the teeth out of the cobra, so there's no danger. Huh? So then I looked down, and then I thought, oh, it's okay, there's no problem. And the kid was saying, das rupee, like that. And I said, no, it's okay, I'll be okay. No. So then the cobra, he is very fearful. He gives us a lot of fear. Actually, it is stated within the Shastra that when you control your senses, which is the first instruction of the Upadeshamrita, to control the vegans, right, in the nectar of instruction, it says that when you learn to control your senses, which takes practice, we have to learn to control our senses, when we learn to control the mind and the senses, your senses become like sapa, like a snake without fangs. And there's no danger. But when you don't have control of your senses, it's like a snake with fangs. It can really cause you a lot of problem. So we have to learn to control our senses. And then there's no fear, just like the snake. There's no fangs, okay, no problem. And then your senses do not react to sense objects. Right? If you don't have control of your mind and your senses, when you see sense object, you become disturbed. But when you have control of the mind and senses, when you see the sense object, you don't become disturbed. Prabhupada says, if you walk down the street and you look and you see a beautiful woman, or if a woman sees a handsome man walking down the street, and you look and you see and you look away. If you look back, Prabhupada said, that constitutes a fall down. You have fallen down in your mind. And Prabhupada says that creates a samskara, an impression, which then goes into your consciousness. And we see what happened to Ajamil. Ajamil just saw once, right, some inappropriate behavior, but then he looked, and he looked, and then he looked again, and then now samskara, it's in there. And then now there's a problem. So we have to learn to control the senses, right? How do you control the senses? You have to purify the senses. Rishikena, Rishikeya, Sevana Bhakti Uchite. When you purify the senses in Krishna's service, then you can overcome. So the snake, he is very... So Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur, he walked out onto the veranda, he looked down, he saw a cobra. And he said to his disciples, he said, kill him immediately. Kill him. This is in Mayapur, in the holy dam. He said, kill him. So then the devotees came and they killed the cobra. And Prabhupada was a little confused, because Prabhupada was a young man. He was like 1920s, 1930s. He would have only been 30 years old or something. And he thought, why Guru Maharaj is a sadhu? He is saying, kill the cobra, kill. We don't kill things, we're devotees. We are vegetarian. We are Krishnarian. We don't kill. We are prasad. We don't kill things. But then Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur said, kill the cobra. And devotees killed. But then Prabhupada read this verse. It's interesting. This verse is there in Bhagavatam. A saintly person is happy if he sees a snake or a scorpion killed. Because what is a snake or a scorpion? They are a human being that were envious, and then they took birth as snake or scorpion. And then they will bite you, even if there's no reason to bite. They will do it. Just like there's one story, the horse came to the river and he was going to cross the river. And he looked down and there was a scorpion. And the scorpion said, help me go across the river. And the horse said, I'm not going to help you go across, you're a scorpion. He said, no, no. He said, put me on your back, I'll take me across the river. He said, no, you'll sting me, you'll bite me. He said, I won't bite you. And he said, if I bite you, then we'll both die. You'll drown in the river and I'll drown in the river. And the horse said, okay, that sounds reasonable. So then the scorpion got up on his back, and then the horse was swimming across the river. Halfway across the river, the scorpion went and stung him. And the horse said, "Why did you do that? Now we're both going to die." And the scorpion said, "I can't help myself. I'm a scorpion. That's what we do. We sting." Envious. Matsara. Matsa means envy. Means an envious person, they will hurt others even if there's no reason to hurt them. And then those people, they become snakes and scorpions. That's a sarpa consciousness. To become like that. So if we become too much envious, so Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, the first three verses of Bhagavatam, it says that Bhagavatam is for those who are near Matsara, free from envy. That's who the Bhagavatam is for. You have to give up envy. Envy is the main problem why we're here in this material world. We're envious of Krishna. And Prabhupada says at the end of the third chapter of the first canto, in one of the purports, Prabhupada says, you have to look in your own heart and see if there is envy there. Because only you know. No one else knows. But if we feel envy towards anyone or anything, that means we're still envious of Krishna. Now you can say, I'm not envious of Krishna. I'm envious of you, but I'm not envious of Krishna. No, that means you're still envious of Krishna. And if you have envy, you can't go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Because everyone up there is near Matsara, no envy. So if you're envious, you have to stay here in the material world. Hands up, you want to stay in the material world. Hands up, you want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. So you have to give up envy. You have to give it up. Not so easy, actually, to give it up. Right? Envy is there every day. Every day I feel envious of someone. Every day. Every day there's something. I will, some envy will come up. And I think, oh no, I'm still not pure. Will I ever go back to Goloka? I put my hand up in Bhagavatam class, say, I want to go to Goloka, but I still feel envy. There's a problem. So you have to get near Matsara, free from envy. That's why Lord Chaitanya teaches us. Trinadapi sunichena, torapi sihishtuna, amanena, manadena. It means to be free from envy, you have to give respect to everyone and not expect respect for yourself. That is Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur says this is the Siddha Pranali mantra for the devotees. That's how you become perfect. How do you become perfect as a Hare Krishna? You have to offer respect to everyone. Don't expect respect for yourself. But give respect to everyone. But don't think I need respect for me. Then you will become a pure devotee. That is the system. So you have to become near Matsara. So these snakes, these scorpions, they're envious. So therefore, Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur said, you have to kill. And when Prabhupada read this, he said, okay, even a saintly person is happy. Just like when Mr. Nair passed away. You know Mr. Nair?
Yes.
Who is he?
Mr. N.
Mr. N. Mr. N was Mr. Nair, right? So his famous pastime in ISKCON. Right? Prabhupada and him were having a battle. Prabhupada actually said, in the Lilamrita, if you read Lilamrita, chapter in the fifth or sixth volume, Prabhupada says, because Prabhupada was going through so many court battles and different things. Prabhupada said, you have your opinion, I have my opinion, let's fight. Prabhupada was a fighter. He was my Guru Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, said he was a general. Prabhupada was a general. You have your opinion? Okay, let's fight. You want to fight? Let's fight. We're very peaceful people, but if you're going to challenge us, then okay, we will become very strong. So Prabhupada and Mr. Nair were having a battle, going back and forth, about the Juhu, because he sold the land to Prabhupada in Juhu. And then he got it back. And then Prabhupada got it back. And then he got it back again. And it was going back and forth. This was going on for a couple of years. Right? And when Mr. Nair passed away, Prabhupada said, that was the best fight. Prabhupada said, that was the best fight. Because he was going back and forth, back and forth. He's doing all sorts of things. Even Prabhupada went one time, and... Or did he invite? I think he invited Mr. Nair. or Mr. Knight, he went to, but they had lunch. To Prabhupada Goa, he came. With the guru. Yeah, Prabhupada invited. So call him for lunch. So Mr. Nair came for lunch with his guru. He brought his guru, why? To protect him. Because Prabhupada was going to do some mystic power and control his mind. Because Prabhupada was a guru, so he thought he's going to control. So he said, okay, bring his guru. So the two gurus came. So Prabhupada brought them there, and he was feeding them too much for lunch. This is what Indian people do. They feed you too much for lunch. Welcome to India. Have too much. You want some more? Have more. Have you had enough? Yeah, I've had enough. Okay, have more. This is India. Right? So they're having so much. So they ate so much, Mr. Nair and the guru. Then Prabhupada said, now you're tired, take rest. So that's what everyone does in India. They take rest. Siesta, after lunch. So he went and took rest. And Prabhupada was in the other room with Tamal Krishnamurti and Mr. Nair and his guru. They went to sleep. And Prabhupada heard the guru was snoring. Right? So then Prabhupada, he was pretending he was asleep. As soon as he heard the guru snore, he rolled over. He said to Tamal Krishnamurti, he said, go and wake up Mr. Nair very quietly. Tell him, don't wake up the guru, and tell him to come. So then he brought him back in. And then Prabhupada convinced him to give the land back. So he signed again. So it was going back and forth like this for a long time. But then finally, Prabhupada was in New Zealand. He'd just been to Melbourne, and then he went to New Zealand. And when he got to New Zealand, he got the news that Mr. Nair had died of a heart attack. And then Prabhupada, when he heard the news, he said, I've been praying to Lord Nisringadev to kill this demon. I've been praying to Lord Nisringadev to kill this demon. Because he was giving Prabhupada too much problem. So sometimes we pray to Nisringadev. Please protect me. Please remove the opposition in the Hare Krishna movement. Please kill all the demons in the universe. Sometimes we pray like that. So we always pray to Nisringadev for protection. So Prabhupada says, the appearance of Lord Nisringadev is auspicious. It is not inauspicious. Sometimes people think Lord Nisringadev looks inauspicious. When you go upstairs to the shop, before you go into the prasadam hall, on the window outside the shop, they used to have the poster of Lord Nisringadev. Is it still there? I don't think. Is it? I don't think it is, huh? No, it's not. But it used to be. But I actually said to the devotees in the shop, I said, take it down. Because for new people, you know, they walk up, you know, they come to the Sunday feast and we say, oh, everything is about God. It's about love. It's about peace. We're very happy. And then you go up there and there's half man, half lion, ripped out all the intestines wrapped around his neck, go like this. And people said to me, they said, who's that? I said, oh, that's God. He's talking about... He's talking about love and peace and like that. So we have to be very careful how we present Lord Nisringadev. You know, he's probably not the first person that you show someone who's coming to the Hare Krishna movement. Yeah, you know? Because you have to develop some shraddha, some faith first. You know, we're saying first you have to teach people there's God. For some people, that's very hard. Then you have to teach God as a person. That's very hard. Okay, now as a person, he's a blue cowherd boy. Okay, that's very hard. Now he's a half man, half lion who rips out your intestines and wraps around his neck. But he loves you. It's not easy. So we have to be very careful how we present Krishna consciousness to others. Sri Nisringadeva Bhagavan Ki. Okay, any questions or comments? What we discussed? Right for the microphone. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for nice class. Prabhu, I'm imagining a situation. Let's say we discovered a snake in our temple and we have a time to call the snake charmer so that it can catch and take it away. So would you still want to kill that snake?
In our temple or?
Yeah, in our temple, or let's say we have got the situation, we can call the snake charmer. And who, they can take it away.
Yeah, if you can do it like that, you can also do.
Yeah.
You can do it like that. Whatever's practical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only option isn't just to kill something, but you have to be practical. At the farm, we have snakes.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have to make decisions. What's the best thing to do?
Because there, you, if you wait for someone to come and catch, he may escape and you may not find it and they may hurt someone. So you have to kill.
So be practical.
Mm.
What is the answer? Be practical. Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. As you stated, like on the start of the class, you should always kill a scorpion or a snake. Do you get sin if you kill a scorpion or a snake? As it's an envious being, you have to kill it. So, do you get sin if you do that?
No, it's not sinful because it says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, in the Parabol, Prabhupada says, there are six people you're allowed to kill. Right? Six people you are allowed to kill. One of them is the person who attacks you with deadly weapons. Like the snake or the scorpion, if they're going to attack you, then you're allowed to kill. So it's okay. You won't get any sin.
But Prabhuji, what if it? Can we harm an envious person?
An envious person? It depends what they do. If they do any of those six things listed in the Bhagavad Gita, then it's okay.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah, but be very careful about doing it. Because you might be in jail for the rest of your life as well. You won't get any sin, but you might go to jail for the rest of your life. So just be careful, that's all. Okay. Just there, that's it. Margaret. Yeah.
Prabhuji, you said about not kicking anything that belongs to Krishna. But you should not kick or touch with your foot anything that belongs to Krishna.
Yeah.
Then how about, like, me and my friends, we play soccer. Then we have to kick the ball. So how do we keep respect for the ball?
So the ball belongs to Krishna. And you're kicking it. So every time you kick it, you have to go and touch it to your head like this. Okay? Okay. Any other questions? For the ball, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just a ball. Something like that. But at the end of the game, you touch it to your head. And you say, I'm very sorry that I had to kick you. So.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you mentioned how Lord Narasimha Dev is like the most favorite incarnation for all the devotees. So Prabhuji, my question is, if we like Narasimha Dev more than the attractive three-bending form of Lord Krishna, at the time of death, if we remember Lord Narasimha Dev, will we go to Goloka Vrindavan or will we go to Lord Narasimha Dev's planet?
You will go to Lord Narasimha Dev's planet. So you have to think who you're going to remember, that's all. Yeah, because you said he's the favorite of all the devotees. No, he's not my favorite. My favorite is Krishna. He's my favorite. So, you know, we need to, whoever we think of, that's who we will go to. So if he's your favorite, that's okay. That's good. If he's your favorite, but you will go to him. And if your favorite is Lord Ram, you'll go to him. If your favorite is Lord Balaram, you will go to him. If your favorite is Krishna, you will go to him. If your favorite is Lord Narayan, you'll go to him. It's up to you. Whatever your bhav is. So it's up to you.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay. It's good when we have school holidays because we get lots of questions.
Prabhuji, my question was, you said...
You guys stay on school holidays forever. that is my blessing. Now, after class, you speak to your parents and say, go.
Prabhuji, my question was regarding, you mentioned in the class that we should not leave remnants after we eat because it's Krishna. But then, Prabhuji, how do we understand when the sannyasis leave remnants? How should we understand that?
It says that the guru should leave remnants. This is a Shastric injunction. The guru should leave remnants for these disciples. But everyone else, they should not leave remnants. But only the guru. Because when the disciple takes the guru's remnant, he'll become purified. Yeah. But we can't leave remnants. Only the guru can leave remnants.
Thank you, Rishi.
Okay. Please come again. Any other questions? Any adults in the universe have questions? Another kid. Okay, over here. That's all.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, if before a scorpion or a snake is killed, they would have like bit or stung someone. So what will they be in their next life, because they still have like hurt someone?
If a scorpion or snake, if they get killed, then they have to take birth. You have to go through all the species of life before you become a human being. So they become a scorpion gets killed, maybe the scorpion becomes a snake. If the snake gets killed, then they become a, I don't know. It's like there's an order. So you have to follow the order.
Okay. Thank you, bro.
Okay. Any other questions? Another kid. So many kids in ISKCON. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. I have a question. Is there like a shortcut for, let's say, a snake or a scorpion to go into like a more auspicious body if you like pass away in a auspicious place?
Yeah, if you give the animals prasadam, then Prabhupada says they can take a human birth. So snakes like to drink milk. So you offer some milk to Krishna and then you go and give it to the snake. And then he will become a human in the next.
Okay,
he might be a little bit envious, but he'll become a human. So. Any other questions? Yes, one adult in the back. A big kid.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned about also Narasimha Dev is another feature of how he purifies our heart. And how I was just wondering, how is it different from how Krishna does it?
Technically, it's not different. You could pray to Krishna or you could pray to Nisringadev. No? But sometimes we feel, because of Nisringadev's mood, and he's Krishna, but he's in the mood of protection. So sometimes devotees, they feel that they want to take shelter of Nisringadev. It's like an internal feeling of reciprocation or taking shelter. So technically there's no difference, because Krishna is Nisringadev. Nisringadev is Krishna. But sometimes devotees, they feel like that. So we invoke that particular form. When we're in danger, we might pray to Nisringadev. Or in danger, we might pray to Krishna, because he's our Ishtadev. But we might also pray to Nisringadev, so it's personal feeling. It's not right or wrong. Just however you feel then. Wherever you take ashraya or shelter. Is that okay? You want to add something? It's okay. Any other question? Yes, one gentleman at the back. Very big kid.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Earthquake and Narasimhadev, any relationship?
Who?
Earthquakes and Lord Narasimhadev.
Earthquakes and Lord Narasimhadev. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It could be. You know, if one time, actually tomorrow is the appearance of Vamanadev. So a number of years ago in Mayapur, Jnanivas Prabhu was giving class about Vamanadev. And he was describing in the class that Vamanadev took big steps like that. And while he was talking, there was an earthquake in Mayapur. Yeah? And everyone stood up and everyone was very, you know, when there's an earthquake, you know, everyone's like this. And Jnanivas Prabhu was sitting giving class. He started laughing. He started laughing because he thought Vamanadev is doing some pastime, you know, like like that. So Nisringadev, if he does, he goes. It's interesting, actually. This is true. I was up in Aniruddha Prabhu's office maybe about 5 or 10 years ago. At the farm, we used to have a little statue of Nisringadev on our altar. But then Nisringakavacha Prabhu, who is the deity worship minister, he recommended we do not keep that statue of Nisringadev on the altar. He said, just have a picture. And we were up in the office and we were talking about Nisringadev. And then right when that happened, there was an earthquake in Melbourne and the whole office went, felt like a wave. The whole office went, moved like this. And everyone went, looked at each other. That was right when we were talking about Lord Nisringadev. So Lord Nisringadev was having some pastime. If he wants to make an earthquake, he can make an earthquake. Any other question? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki.